Please stand for the gospel. A continuation of the Holy Gospel according to John. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary of Magdala. When Jesus saw his mother and the disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Celebrating this morning, on Saturday, a feast of votive mass in honor of the Blessed Mother. And our reading for the Gospel today comes from the Gospel of John, from the hour of Jesus' death on Calvary. And you heard many times before. It's read on Good Friday. That Jesus dying on the cross, saw his mother standing there and said to St. John, "Woman, behold your son." Said to the Blessed Mother, "Woman, behold your son." And to St. John, "Behold your mother." And the Gospel tells us, from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. Now, I'll tell you what's interesting about that line, is that if you go back to the original text and read it more literally, it actually says, because of that hour, the disciple took her into his own. O-W-N. Now, I believe that line in this scene best exemplify what's meant by devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Jesus' greatest suffering on the cross was not physical. His greatest suffering on the cross was spiritual. Of course, there were many, many great physical sufferings, right? Nails through his hands and his feet, and body filled with lacerations, and a crown of thorns on his head. But I hope you know that the greatest sufferings we can endure are spiritual, not physical. For example, imagine the suffering of parents who, say, lose a child in death. Is there anyone who would not rather suffer physically than have to endure such a suffering? Our Lord's greatest sufferings were the sins of the entire world and all of their effects. Like St. Paul once said, "He who did not know sin became sin to set us free from sin and its curse." Now, the Blessed Virgin Mary, as you know, she suffered at the foot of the cross too, but she didn't suffer physically. She suffered spiritually. In fact, there were some sufferings at the foot of the cross that were exclusively hers. You know the story of when the soldier, to test and see if Jesus had died, pierced his side with a lance, and blood and water poured forth. That was not Jesus' suffering. Jesus was already dead. That suffering was for the Blessed Mother. I know a priest who tells me a story of a young woman who lost a child. And the doctor told her after the child died that, you know, the law requires that we have to perform an autopsy. And the woman said that the thought of someone cutting into that child's flesh was such an astonishing suffering for her. It helped her to appreciate what the Blessed Mother suffered at the foot of the cross. Entirely spiritual sufferings. Now, when you hear this scene, understand, you and I, we stand in the place of St. John. Woman, behold your son. Son, behold your mother. Now, what he did was he took her into his own, into his heart, into his life, into his soul, right there at the foot of the cross. That's what we need to do as well. Your greatest act of faith is expressed in your willing acceptance of the sufferings that God has sent into your life. Not your mere endurance of them, not your mere tolerance of them, but your free and willing acceptance of them. A tremendous help to doing that is to picture yourself at the foot of the cross, Jesus before you, the Blessed Mother beside you, and hear him say to you these words, "Behold your mother." St. John welcomed her into his heart from that hour, because of that hour. He welcomed her into his own. Let you and I now do the same and ask for her prayers to help us. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us.